Bank of Cards, this is Josh.
Josh, how are you? My name is AK, calling from Super Price Choppers. I just want to learn a little bit about your program.
Okay, sure. Do you have a reservation code on you?
Yeah, it's 2311.
Okay.
01.
Sorry, what was after 2311?
3101.
3101, okay.
0016.
Okay.
8936.
8936, okay. Alright, let's take a look. Super Price Shopper. And am I speaking to Fawaz? Sorry, I might pronounce it wrong.
My name is Mishtak. You can call me AK.
AK, okay. And are you part owner?
I'm the only owner.
Oh, you're the owner. Okay, perfect. And, okay. And just in case we get disconnected, the 716-894-2850 is the best number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's take a look here. All right. So I'm just going to... Oh, wow, all the way from New York. It's a late day for you.
Yeah.
All right, and your billing address is still the 1580 Genesee Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How long have you guys been in the business for?
Over 5 years,
okay. Perfect. All right, perfect. We have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, my sales are about $500,000 a month. I do about
okay.
$5.6 million a year.
Okay.
I'm doing an expansion pretty soon, and I'm looking to get
okay.
finance for long term.
Finance for long term. Okay. Are you? So how long is long term for you?
Minimum 5 years.
5 years?
Minimum. How what's the longest you go out? Is that five?
It depends on what you're looking to do. Is this for equipment or is this just regular capital?
Regular capital, and I have equipment that you can buy back, kind of type of thing that I just bought. So
okay.
I just bought equipment from the auction that I paid $1,000 cash for.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so can I ask you what you're looking to do with the money, how much you're looking for, and why you need more than 5 years?
I'm looking to do an expansion to the store. I currently have about 10,000 square feet. We're going to currently add 3,000 more square feet.
Okay.
The loan I'm going to be looking for is $1,000. So if I'm going to tell you I'm going to pay back more than $200,000 in a year,
mm-hmm.
2 years, I'd invest myself for it.
Yeah. How much is it going to... Sorry, I might have missed it, but how much is it going to cost you to expand?
About $250.
Okay. Okay. All right. And how soon, you know, after you do the expansion and all that, how soon do you, you know, does it start cash flowing itself? Like that area?
Immediately.
Me? Okay. And how long does it take for you to do the expansion? You have a ballpark?
2 months.
2 months? Okay. All right. So how our loans are structured is for capital, we have, it's not going to be more than 5 years. You should be upfront with you. We do 3 months to 3 years and anything in between. But the good thing is it's fast money. You do the expansion right away, so you can start cash flowing. You can get that extra space right away. We don't ask you what you use the money for. If it deposits straight into your account, you know, how soon do you need the money?
Well, I don't need the money soon, but I just like to know what I'm going to be forwarding soon because construction is going to start in July.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, construction starting in July.
Yeah, I just don't want to be shopping at the last minute.
Mm-hmm, yeah, totally understand. Okay. And then for the expansion itself, is there any pieces of equipment in there at all? Like, like maybe tableless chairs, computers, large pieces of equipment.
There'll be refrigeration, POS systems, scales, saws, grinders, etc. Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. For that part of it, the refrigerator, grinders, all that, that actually falls into our equipment finance side. We can split up the loan that way so you can, in the end, pay less interest because we have both programs for you. And the equipment side, we do go up to 5 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you have, quarter invoices for the grinders, refrigerators, and all that?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I just recently bought about $50,000 worth of equipment from the auction that I paid for cash less a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So, maybe, can you do a buyback lease program or no?
Buyback lease. I can ask my supervisor if we have that. So basically, since you paid cash, we'll buy back and then give you the credit and do a loan from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay. And the $50K covers all the different pieces of equipment that you need for the expansion. Anything else you need on top of that?
There's going to be probably another $50K on top of that. We're going to need.
Okay. Of new, is that going to be from a auction as well, or is this going to be new pieces?
No, that's probably going to be compressor straight from the company and stuff.
Okay. Compressor straight from the company. Okay, cool. We can do that too. And for that, do you already have a quarter invoice for that?
Not yet.
Okay, no problem. If you have just the ballparks, right here, it says like $100K in equipment itself. We can just put it onto the application, and then we can circle back and get that invoice from you later once you get it from the vendor itself for the compressor.
Okay.
Okay, and then so the remainder. So you said $250 is what you'll need for that expansion. Is that including this $100,000 of equipment, or is that not included?
That would be total.
Oh, total. Okay, so the additional $150 is just for like construction materials, things like that.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me just put some notes in here. So $150 for construction. When is the construction starting? Beginning of July?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Sounds like I got all good information from you, and we can definitely help you out. What I can do right now is I can send over the application and a short list of things I'll need for you, and I can get you an answer in about 24 or 48 hours for the capital side, and then we can look at the equipment too.
Okay. And let me ask you this question. Do you do a soft pull or hard pull?
We do soft. We only do Experian.
So will it show up as a
inquiry?
Inquiry, yeah.
So it will show up as an inquiry, but we don't do all three of the bureaus. So maybe it'll hit you one or two points, just to be upfront with you and be truthful. It'll probably be one or two points, but we don't do all three, so it won't be like five or something like that.
Okay.
Yep. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's your email?
spcfoods@yahoo.com.
Okay. SPS food?
SPC.
SPC food?
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay. And so that's Sam, Paul, Charlie food.
Yep, foods, FOODS.
Okay, cool. All right. So for your application, I'll just need the one-page app, 6 months of bank statements, 4 months of merchant statement, and then any information you have on your the equipment you bought from the auction so I can take a look at the buyback option for you. And
then there's an email from me, and I'll send them over to you.
Yep, I will. Okay. Do you know when you can get it from it to me?
By tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'll look out for it. I'll give you a call once I get everything to confirm it with you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.